Hey, Michael.
Hey, Todd, we're excited to have you in today. I just, I love your tournament. I love your venue. And we want to talk to you a little bit about what we might be able to expect this weekend. So first up, what's the weather going to be like?
Well, this week's been unusually hot. We've had, started interesting on Monday with Santa Ana conditions, which is a different wind for us. It blows from the east towards the ocean. So when that happens, the golf course plays really hard because it goes against the prevailing winds, and the golf, it also gets baked out and gets fast and firm. So it's slowly getting firmer and firmer right now, and the wind switched around today, so it's been relatively mild today but still pretty warm, and then it's supposed to cool down a little bit tomorrow and probably get a little rain possibly on Wednesday night. And then for a Thursday morning start, so we don't know what to expect after that. It's supposed to warm up, but you never know for the Northern Trust Open.
Yeah, and I know in the past we've had some statistics where we watch how far the golf ball rolls out. I mean, we've seen 50 and 60 yard roll out there before. With the rain on Wednesday, will that soften it up to keep that from happening and maybe make the golf course play a little bit longer?
Yeah, it could, but we've had a drought here for a few years, so it's been. The golf courses have all been playing really fast out here because of the water restrictions we've had to do now for the last couple years. We'll see. You know, I think depending on how much it rains, obviously that's going to soften it up, but it dries up pretty quick.
All right, for people that are going to be watching it, and this is an old-school golf course, an old traditional golf course, what do we look for? I mean, in terms of when players hit it offline, hazards, I mean, there's not a lot of water on this golf course. What are we looking for out of the players to get in trouble with?
Well, I think number one, the greens are relatively small and firm, and with the Kikuyu, it's a different grass. So even though we play very little rough during the wintertime, and the way that the golf course plays now, it's usually closely mown Kikuyu all around the greens. Chipping is a premium because it requires an expert chipper to handle chipping out here from all different lies and different lengths of the Kikuyu grass. So I think that's number one. I think, you know, you're talking, it plays relatively short for the players. The guys hit the ball so far, and then with the conditions, as they get firm and fast, it does play really, I think it plays short. But the golf course tends to hold its own. You know, last year, 6 under par won. So I think the one thing about Riviera, it favors the ball striker.
So if I'm looking at the scorecard right now, where can I expect to see movement, good and bad? If I'm watching on TV, where are guys going to be able to make a run, make a push, and where might we see some really good carnage?
Riviera all starts out fast. The first hole, it's a you're up on top 75 feet, hitting down to a fairway, par 5, 500 short yardage, you know, 15 yards. And for these guys, it's a 3-wood, 6-iron, 7-iron. So it normally starts off pretty fast. People are making birdies right out of the gate. You know, 2s, not that difficult. And 3, 4, 5, all pretty short holes. Right around 9 and 10, the golf course changes. I think 9 is a really demanding par 4 with a bunker. If you hit it off the tee, you're not going to get to the green, although Bubba did when he won. And 10 is a hole where the whole round could change. You know, you expect to make a birdie because a lot of the guys, especially right now, they're hitting it over the green with a 3-wood. But it's still, it's not a par 4 that you can keep it on the green from the tee, and you have to come at it at the right angle, and then chippy becomes a premium. Then it becomes down to the short game again. So, and then 11 is a reachable par 5. So that corner, I think, right there is where everything changes. And then from there on, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, you're just trying to strap it on and hold in because it's a good set of holes, usually against the wind, and really challenges the ball striker.
So, Todd, if you weren't busy working, where would we find you hunkered down for the weekend watching this thing?
I would stand behind the 10th green. And just watch the play there because, I mean, it's the most interesting golf hole in the tournament for us because when Bubba won it a couple of years ago, he was hitting driver, then three wood, and going over, chipping at it, making bogeys and bogeys. And then his final round, he hit a six iron off the tee and a full sandwich into the green to the back pin. So, you know, I think it definitely, just because it's a reachable par four doesn't mean that you want to try and drive it.
All right, so if you're putting your money down, because I'm looking at past champions, you know, we've got bombers on there like Bubba Watson. We've got guys on there that can putt the eyeballs out of it like Stricker and Baddeley. Mickelson hits it a long way. Adam Scott hits it a long way. Mike Weir didn't hit it a long way. You know, what's it going to come down to, and is Dustin Johnson due? Are we going due theory on Dustin Johnson? I mean, back-to-back second-place finishes.
You know, he's definitely a favorite. Boy, you can never count him out. He plays this golf course so well. And, he's definitely a favorite. Any guy who can hit the ball that far and control his ball like he can, obviously, I think it's a person that can shape the ball. That's why Bubba plays so well here. He really controls his golf ball well here. And, it's also a course where the short hitters had a lot of success. So it's hard to say. I think it really comes down to the person who's on that week and who really can control his irons into the green.
Yeah, so from a bomber's perspective, it's, you know, can we shape the ball? Can we get it down there, have wedges into these greens? But from a shorter player's perspective, the iron game really has to be on. And, of course, everybody has to make putts, right?
Yeah, I think it's probably considered one of the hardest golf courses to putt on tour. You know, the greens are, I always think it's because it's the undulation. It looks very mild, but it's set in a basin that heads out to the ocean that you can't see. So there's a prevailing slope there that you're just not aware of. You can't see it, but it plays into every putt. So, and the greens get firm and fast, once you get a little doubt going, boy, it's hard to commit.
Well, we're talking to Todd Yoshitake from Riviera Country Club, host of this weekend's Northern Trust Open. And Todd, I'm always curious about Riviera, where you've the history of the club with, you've got Bob Hope and Bing Crosby, and it's sort of there's this great celebrity connection out there. Is it something that, you know, on a day-to-day basis that you're aware of on at the facility, that this is sort of the home course for a lot of stars?
You know, the Riviera is situated in a place in the world where everybody passes through it. So we get a chance to see the stars of the movie industry, as well as all the sport and entertainment people and politicians. And so it's just a great place for us to be. The one thing that they all come here, they want to play golf. They want to challenge the course. They want to try the skills that. And the course, really, I think it's a great course for the average player, because yeah, you could bounce the ball into every green. You don't have to fly it and carry water on every shot. You know, there's very few forced carries, and there's no real dog legs where the trees or are the penalty. So it's a real playable golf course for the average player.
Now, has it also become a place where celebrities and politicians can feel at ease, that you guys, you know, you don't necessarily make a big deal out of them when they're there? They just want to come out and play golf for a few hours and get away?
Yeah, we try and, you know, treat everybody the same, all golfers, you know, keep your shirt tucked in and play in under 4 hours.
Oh, I like the sound of that. Shirt tucked in and under 4 hours.
Well, wait, the question is, does it happen? Does everybody play in under 4 hours, and how do you do it?
First of all, I think it's a golf course that allows it, because the tees are right next to the greens. And you know, you're walking off the green, you're going right to the tee. It's not like there's a big walk to anywhere. We just keep it spaced out properly, so there's no log jams. And I think the caddies know where the people are going to have a chance to lose balls and try and keep it moving. So I think with a little bit of each, you know, just keep picking it apart each area and try not to have the greens running at 13 when everybody's here on a regular basis. You know, we usually get it running about 11 and in nice conditions, but sometimes when it gets to be at that speed like it is this week, boy, it's the golf course is a new animal.
Well, does it become part of the culture out there playing fast? I mean, even when you guys are doing your instruction, do you work toward that goal and getting people to not take too many chances and play smarter, not harder?
You know, what we try and do is we try and promote match play a little bit more, because match play gives your guy a chance to pick up. And then, you know, we like to try and teach people about you know, being ready golf and about where being aware of the other players at all times. As long as you're aware of everybody else, you're not going to create a dangerous situation. You know, people can play when they're ready. And I think it's more fun for people. You can plan your day out better. I think the members, you know, everybody's busy and they all have plans. They all have to get places. And I think if you can tee off at the time you want and you can finish at the time you're expecting to, and, you know, I think it allows people to really enjoy the game.
All right, Todd, before we let you go, I'm going to put your feet to the fire. If you're going to sit in the clubhouse on Sunday afternoon as the leader in the clubhouse of the Northern Trust Open, what number are you comfortable sitting there with your feet up in a frosty mug?
Well, I think anything in double digits, I think 10 under par is going to be a pretty strong score. Someone could get hot. It depends on the conditions. If it gets a little soft on Thursday morning, you know, it could go lower. But it's always been, anytime you're in the double digits out here, anything 10 under par, boy, you got a chance to win. So I think I'd feel pretty good about that if I got it down there.
Cool. All right. Well, Todd, man, we appreciate you hopping on with us, and have fun this week and this weekend.
All right. Thanks a lot.